Welcome to Briefings and Brief, an audio digest of IT news and information from the Packet Pushers, including vendor briefings, industry research, and commentary. I'm Ethan Banks. It's December 20th, 2017, and here's what's happening. I had a briefing with Lightstep via co-founder Ben Siegelman on December 12th. And who is Lightstep? Lightstep is a performance monitoring software as a service company for cloud native application architectures, although they will be happy to monitor your monolithic apps as well. The system works via a local collector that observes transaction data, scrubs it for security reasons if required, and then ships it to Lightstep's SaaS engine for analysis. You can think of them in the APM space, although they describe themselves as XPM. From their website, XPM means APM reinvented to diagnose anything across all components of today's software applications. In this briefing, Lightstep gave me an overview of their product, and here's a few highlights that stuck out to me. A major feature of Lightstep is the ability to set up unique performance profiles per customer. So let's say you're Twilio, one of Lightstep's on-the-record customers, and Twilio has lots and lots of customers of their own. Well, rather than simply monitoring service performance metrics or generic transaction times across the infrastructure, you can build unique profiles tailored to each of your customers' specific SLA requirements. That gives you a per-customer view of a complex infrastructure. Another facet of Lightstep that stuck out to me is the focus on breaking down transaction components into microsecond timeframes unsampled. That is to say, Lightstep takes all of the telemetry and metadata you send them and parses every single record into the data set. Now, not all records are going to be interesting, right? And there's way too many of them to simply throw them at an operator and say, hey, you figure it out. So Lightstep highlights the anomalous records, bubbling them up to the surface so that they stand out. And to me, that is one of the major values of Lightstep. You get this analytics engine that takes massive amounts of metadata, can resolve events down to the microsecond, infers the relationships between the data sources, and then provides a root cause analysis of what's really going on within a transaction if something is going wrong. Why is that a big deal to me? In a cloud-native world, a transaction is made up of potentially dozens of calls to various services and microservices probably being made across a network, right? Well, many of those services are ephemeral. That is, they come and they go on the fly in conjunction with elastic demands and an orchestration system. And in that setting, you need a system like Lightstep to figure out what it is or perhaps what was going wrong as the application delivery infrastructure changes dynamically. That is just really a powerful, powerful feature, giving you insight that's required to get to the root cause of a problem. And to that end, Lightstep will integrate with various parts of your infrastructure delivery system, including Kubernetes. For example, Lightstep can make calls out to Kubernetes to find out information about the local environment. Now, at the moment, Lightstep ingests metadata from software processes, handling inputs from them no matter where they are deployed in your hybrid cloud. And hardware isn't typically the source of problems for Lightstep customers, and so they haven't focused on that. However, Lightstep has stated that hardware telemetry will become a first-class citizen in the future. So in summary, my take is that Lightstep is performance monitoring for the long term. They have skated to where the puck is going, creating a system that excels in cloud-native application deployments while still supporting those architectures that are transitioning from legacy into the future. If Lightstep is interesting to you, you can visit them at lightstep.com. And that was Briefings and Brief from the Packet Pushers. For more IT podcasts, blogs, and news created for engineers, visit packetpushers.net, where you can subscribe for free. And for even more great information, become a member at packetpushers.net/members.